Catherine Eberhard with the NCFC Youth. Great to have you with us this morning. First of all, before we talk about the golf tournament you just completed, tell us what NCFC Youth actually is.
Yeah, so NCFC Youth is a youth soccer club here in the Greater Triangle area. We are home to more than 17,000 youth soccer players from ages 2.5 up to age 19 across every level of play that you can think of. For those listeners who are in the area, we grew up, we were founded as the Capital Area Soccer League in 1974. We went through a rebrand in 2017 as North Carolina FC Youth, and we've been operating since then and been in the community for over 50 years. And so this past year was a great reflection of our history and our future.
Yeah, I think a lot of people remember you as Castle.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So Capital Area Soccer League, Castle, since 1974. I grew up playing in the club, so it's really fun to come full circle and be here on the other side to be able to open up the game to more kids in our community.
Well, I know you had a very successful event earlier this week.
We did. So on Monday, we hosted our annual golf tournament fundraiser presented by Town Bank at Prestonwood Country Club. So the event has grown over the years. It was our 20th annual event. We've now taken over all three courses at Prestonwood, which is a fantastic venue to host golfers. We raised more than $45,000. We had 281 golfers on course. And all those funds are going to go right back into our community because it's going to help open up the game to more kids in our community through our financial aid program, which is in place to help kids across all levels of play. So from the recreation level up to some of the highest levels of play, fill that gap between what a family can afford to pay and then the club fees to make it happen.
How do youngsters who are interested in being able to benefit from this aid, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, the easy part is that ncfcyouth.com is there and available for anyone to visit online. So the website is a wealth of information. There's many layers to NCFC Youth because if you've never touched a soccer ball and you want to play, we can be a home for your player. Or if you're at that highest level of play, we also have those programs and then everything else in between. And the beauty of soccer is that you don't have to have any experience to play. And so I think for NCFC Youth, what's unique is that whether you're 4 and you're just learning to play or you're 18 and you've decided, you know what, I just want to get out there and get on a team and enjoy the benefits that we know that come with participation, like work ethic, teamwork, friendship, socialization, emotional kind of regulation, all those things that we know that can happen through participation, we can be at home. So definitely visit ncfcyouth.com, and we're starting to register for the fall season already.
And has your spring season, has it concluded yet?
It's getting close. We're on the tail end, the back end of the youth soccer season. We've got a couple weekends left of league play, and then we're hitting heavy into tournament season, and summer camps are coming up. Those registrations are open, so if there's kids out there looking to fill the gap in the summer with school being out, it's a great place to come and have some fun, meet new friends, and play some soccer along the way.
I know that last year you were able to raise a very large amount of money to aid in this financial help to youngsters.
That's right. Yeah, we host fundraisers all throughout the year that contribute to our Global Financial Aid Fund. And last year, we awarded more than $500,000 in financial aid across all levels of play. And that pot is replenished each year through these fundraisers. Through the golf tournament, we have a big annual event in October that we're bringing back again this year at the Angus Barn, which raised over $200,000 last year. We have a small-sided 4v4 fundraiser, and then we're a nonprofit organization, which a lot of people sometimes forget, and we are here to accept donations. Donations are just a big part of our fundraising, and we can accept corporate gifts, individual giving. So at any point during the year, if folks are looking for a place to give, we can encourage you to consider NCFC Youth.
And Catherine, for those who want to talk to you about the possibilities, what's the best way to contact you?
Look on ncfcyouth.com and find my contact information, and my name is Catherine Eberhart.
Catherine, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck for the fundraising season, for the summer tournament season, and then again, a great fall for you as well.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it.